Hey guys, it's your girl Menzi and I'm back again. We are still on the name matter. We don't know whether we are going with Menzinators. As for Menzi fam, we've taken it out. But today, I think the third time is supposed to be the charm. So today, I'm going with Menzymes. So far, it's my favorite, Menzymes. I hope that one sticks. I hope next week I don't come with a different name. But I think Menzymes is working. Anyways, today guys, I'm starting with a heavy heart. Like, I'm very pained about so many things, personal things as well as general things, but I'm just going to deal with the general things. But also remember, I'm here to lift spirits and motivate, but I also think it's very important and I need to create some form of awareness about some of these things. We always live like tomorrow is promised. We always live like when we sleep we automatically wake up and stuff. Guys, that's not the case. In a month, I know about 4 people who have died, and not from COVID. They've just died because they've had an accident, or they fell sick, not COVID, or they just died. That's 4 people who are between the ages of 25 and 33, and that's very disheartening. Like, it's so disheartening. One thing about death: the rich die, the poor die, the ugly die, the beautiful people die. Anybody could die. So when you are doing something in life, please make sure that you are doing what makes you happy, you are on the right path, and if you have something you believe in, maybe God, Allah, anything, you are doing what is right by them, because we don't even know what happens after death. You can't be sure, unless of course your belief gives you a certain certainty as to what to expect. But if for you who doesn't believe in anything, you just don't know. So try and make yourself happy. Happy, it's such an underrated blessing that we wake up every day, go through our lives every day, and the next day we wake up again and we think it's normal. I'm emphasizing on that because it's actually not. Tomorrow is actually not promised. So if you have anything to do, do it. Don't procrastinate and just be happy. If anyone is stressing you, cut them off. Just cut them off. You cannot come and stress or kill yourself. Today someone has stressed me. It's difficult to cut that person off, but I guess I have to take the bitter pill and swallow it. And this time, not vomit it out. Swallow is for good. Sometimes when you swallow that pill, you just vomit it out and go back to that stress. But actually, people are dying. Don't let anyone's stressful behavior eat you up, okay? So, like I said, I'm here to lift spirits and just live it up. 150%, live it up. Don't door cry like YOLO. But remember, you are living every day and you die once. Put that one thing in your head as you are YOLOing. Anyways, today we are here to talk about the zodiac signs, astrology, and all that. And guess who I have with me? Miss Na. Yeah, Miss Na is here again. No, Miss Na is here.
Hello, guys. Excuse my frog voice, I am a bit under the weather, but let's do this.
Yeah, so she's not so well, but because of the love she has for all of you guys, she's here to educate all of us, because to be honest, I don't know anything about this zodiac astronomy, astrology, what horoscopes and all that. I have no idea, but I see a lot of people talking about this. I actually heard it's a religion. People actually worship some of these things, and it's a whole religion that people follow. I know nothing about it. I don't believe in it. That's a disclaimer. I don't know if someone listening believes, but I don't. But Miss Na actually has like a little knowledge about it because she's read on it. So today she'll educate us on some of these things. We'll ask her some questions, and I hope you enjoy this. So Miss Na, tell us, what are you going to start with?
Okay. First of all, before we even go inside the little that I've read, I want us to consider some things that they're saying about your star sign. Mm-hmm. So the first one is that Capricorns are ambitious. Mm-hmm. The lives of those born under this sign are marked by a purposeful pursuit of their destiny. Okay, there's a lot under, but you know. But what do you think about that?
Okay, so I'm a Capricorn. That's January, some parts of January, yeah. And December, right? Yeah. So I'm a Capricorn, yeah. And from what they are saying, oh, of course, I think I'm ambitious. yeah, is that all? And purposeful. I think I am because, I mean, if you know, you know.
An aura of melancholy and sternness often surrounds you. Does it mean that you are stern or people are stern on you?
Please, what is melancholy?
Melancholy is like...
It's like what? I knew I had to ask. You see, she's opening dictionary.
I feel like I know, but I don't want to come and say something that's a liar. So, you know.
If we lie to you guys, then send us. So if you catch us, you catch us.
I'm sure. Depression of spirit.
Hey! We rebuke it. Okay.
An abnormal state attributed to an excess of black. Oh, wrong this one.
I know, right? Okay, pensive mood. Okay. I think, but no. I don't know. At first, I thought I didn't know how to think. Then now I know I think, but I don't know if I'm thinking. I don't know. Pensive mood, probably, because I can just zone out. So probably. The stern, I don't know whether people around me are stern or they are. Mm-hmm. I'm stern or maybe no, I'm stern. Yeah. You see, she's saying this, please. I'm not even stern. Don't mind it.
When you give your, you are precise and orderly and generally don't trust others to look after details. This is very true. When we share a room, like when I sweep or clean a room, I can see her just looking like, this girl won't do this thing well. Let me do it. Whether I've done it well or not, it's like when you're entering a relationship and you're already thinking of breakup before the honeymoon stage.
Guys, she wasn't doing this well. Let me just say it.
Please.
So, please. I mean, I actually, I cannot trust other people with details. I'm very, I don't know if I should call it OCD or what, but I'll always want to double do it and double check and everything because, I mean, can we trust other people?
When you give your word, you stick to it. And when you undertake a task, you complete it to the best of your ability.
Okay, I don't want to talk to this. So she knows me. So let her tell you whether it's true about me or not.
Let her say this.
Guys, what's the meaning of this? Say, I don't want to be the one to say those. Say I'm hyping myself. So you tell them.
It's a lie.
Haters will hate. Potatoes will potate.
Anyways, yeah. It's true, she pretty much does.
I think I do that.
You tend to fuss over details and to make sure all contingencies are covered. It's your way of being in control.
Yeah, I actually like to be in control. Today, what happened, guys? I'm telling you, it has put me off my game. I'm not in control and I hate it. I don't know why I'm not in control in that situation. It's really annoying me. And it will annoy me. And talking to you guys is actually making me feel better because I feel like talking to you guys and telling you not to allow other people to stress you and stuff. I mean, I'll not be in control and everything, but dog them, right? Yeah, talking to you guys actually is some form of therapy for me, and I really appreciate you guys for listening.
Because of your diligence, people sometimes fail to give you credit for creativity, yet you are highly creative. Your skill is to link this to your talent for organization.
Guys, it's true. No, they don't give me credits enough. They don't even, today I'm actually pained about something. So today I'll be very emotional. So I'm deep in everything. Everything will be deep. We'll take it to the deep side of the sea today because guys, no one is giving me credits. They are not giving me credits, but I'm a very creative girl.
Your remoteness of spirit is often misunderstood by others.
Hey, like before she, everybody misunderstands me. Nobody understands me and stuff. It's actually very sad. Today, the person didn't understand me and has pained me. I'm actually pained. I don't even know the person who listened to this thing. But me, I'll send this. I told the person not to listen to any of my podcasts again because I was pained, guys.
Why you still send it?
I'll send it. I said, listen to this song because it's dedicated to you. So, guys, I'll still send it. Me, I feel. I'll send it.
But you're not cold as much as self-sufficient. Because you need to organize and control your surroundings, on occasion you take a strong hand in other people's lives. To you, it's not meddling, but handling things better. Beneath your reserve, there's a sensitive and sympathetic person, and anyone who needs a strong shoulder to lean on needn't look further than Capricorn.
Do you know what is funny? The person I'm even being pained and grudging with or keeping malice in, the person is also a Capricorn. So I guess that is where the clash is happening, guys. I've figured it out. There's a clash. But yeah, I think this is... I don't believe in it, but it's actually seeming quite true. And I don't know. I don't even see... Okay, let me not see this. But yeah, I'll just talk to myself. But... for myself, but I think this has been quite accurate. I don't know. I don't believe in it. How they got it to be accurate, I don't know, but yeah, Yeah, but I don't think I meddle in other people's affairs. That's actually something I don't know if I worked on. I think I worked on it. So more or less, it's not like I don't care, but I won't pry. If you tell me, you tell me. If you want me, I'm always a shoulder, like a strong shoulder for my friends to come and cry on or whatever. But I don't think I meddle in your affairs. If you don't tell me, Miss Na, if you don't tell me, would I come and force you, Miss Na? Tell me, tell me. She's shaking her head. I don't know how she wants you guys to see that one. But yeah, so I guess we'll move on to the next sign because we can't just be on Capricorn.
Oh, today I feel like we should talk about people that we know. Okay. The inner you. Let me see if there's anything.
People that you know us, we know us in.
I just wanted to do one sign, just you, and let's see how you feel.
Oh, okay. So today, Miss Na is regulating this thing Yeah, and she says we are doing just me. So I think next time we'll do another sign.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, then next time we'll just do her sign so that she can talk to it. And then maybe we can start inviting people who have other signs to tell us if it's true or not.
So how others see you? You're often seen as an irresistible force and an immovable object. People put you in charge because you are decisive. You're famous for having a great sense of realism.
Guys, I don't know. I don't think I'm real. I feel like I've been living in fantasy world. Like, I have a lot of expectations of things. So, more or less, I feel like it puts me out of reality. Like, I'm out of touch with reality because I'm expecting things. So, what I'm expecting is probably not the case. But I think that's the case. And then when it actually happens, then I'm disappointed and stuff. So, I don't know if... But also, I like to be quite realistic. Like, for example, if I don't even know which example to use, but for example, Miss Na is my friend. If she starts acting some way, I'll not make excuses for her and tell myself that, oh, it's because it's this, it's because it's that and stuff. No. I'll straight up just say she started acting some way because I might probably be wrong, but I'll just tell myself that she has acted some way because she doesn't want to be my friend again, and I'll just stop talking to her. I don't know if it's, in fact, maybe that's also, it's still not reality because she probably is going through her own things, and then I'm here thinking it's me. So as for that, I don't know how true that is.
Everyone agrees that it's difficult to divert you from your course when you set a goal.
That's very true. It's like when I wanted to start this podcast, I had the idea. I'll tell you guys how I started the podcast before we continue. So I went to visit a friend and he was listening to his music. He actually creates music himself. It's not for leisure, just for fun. It's his hobby. And he writes it himself and goes to the studio and sings and everything. So I went to visit him and he goes like, oh, I'll play some of my songs for you. And he was enjoying it so much. I'm like, hey, me and my frog voice. Mia, I can't sing. I can't dance. I can't do anything. I'll dance and even video myself so that like when I'm down or something, I can watch it or, you know. And so I was sitting down and I just forgot about it. Then I was chatting with another friend who said he wanted to start a podcast. And I'm like, I can actually start a podcast. And it's something I can actually listen to again when I'm feeling down. I'll listen to my own self and raise my spirits up because that's what I want to do. I want to actually create an impact for all of you guys and also for myself because I also deserve. And that's how this podcast came. And since I started, I wanted to do it every other week, but people said, no, do it every week. And I've always tried to make sure that every week I have something to say, no matter how difficult it is. I don't back. I remember when I wanted to start a business as well. I missed COVID and I wanted to start a business and I told Miss Na. And Miss Na was like, there's COVID. This is. I'm like, hey, girl, if you know that you're not interested in me, I'm going to start it because it has dawned on me and I'm starting, period. As to how long I can sustain it, that's also a question. But for the most part, yeah, when I make up my mind, it's all fun and games. I'm going for the kill. I'll at least try it and make sure that I tried it and it didn't work out. So yeah.
So there's more, but we can't read the whole thing.
Okay.
But one thing, when I got this book, or before I got this book, one thing that people who believe in it properly kept saying is that, first of all, it's not just your sun sign that informs who you are. Sorry if I'm swallowing so much. I hate that sound. But it's your moon as well, your moon sign, and your.
When she said moon, I heard moon. I was like,
and your rising or ascendant. Sometimes people even add the Mars. But the first three are usually called your big three. You know, find people asking, oh, what's your big three? What's your big three?
I've never heard that. No one has ever asked me.
Because I am interested in it. So it's something I follow. So, like, the people I follow often talk about it. And one way that you can find out what your moon and ascendant is by checking, like, the time you were born and the place you were born. There's something that will calculate it for you. That's, I believe, the most accurate. There are other ways of finding out, but I don't know, like, how accurate they are. Like, if you don't know the time you were born, they use some speculations. And another thing is that even with your sun sign or your moon sign or whatever, not everything will be for you. If you look at anything in this life, apples are generally supposed to be sweet, but there's the odd chance that you bite into one and it has like a sour undertone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So according to them, there's this one person who always says, take what resonates and don't force it. When you force it, then you are just not being realistic.
Okay, can I say something to this? So today, why I'm pained, I'm going back to that one, because the more I talk about it with you guys, the better I feel. So guys, I'm going back to it. Like a shoe, don't force things. The more you force things, the more, like she said, it resonates. Like, it will backfire. Don't force anything. Like, just let things go with the flow. Especially if you think you are going with the flow, you might actually be learning something or becoming stronger or whatever. So I guess it's true. I don't know. I'm just pained, guys. Sorry. Joy, Miss Now, continue.
At this point, she has to tell us the story. Why is she opening the gift before us and she's not showing us what's in it?
Guys, I'm just pained. That is all I'm saying. And I'm telling you guys I'm pained. Right now, you guys are my menzymes. We are family. And so, I feel so comfortable telling you guys I'm pained. There's no story. I'm just pained. Can you imagine? I'm just a pained girl today, but we refuse that pain, right?
Amen.
Yeah, so Miss Now, continue.
Yeah, and what else? Yes, another thing that they often say is that, like, if you're reading a horoscope and then they just say for Aquarius, for Aries, for, you know, Taurus, it's very likely that whoever is saying it is deceiving you, because you are more than just your sun sign, you are more than just your moon. They claim, where is it, that your sun sign is your identity. It is the essence that you shine out in the world. It represents the vital force that drives you to seek the highest expression of your true self.
Mine is very bright.
And then for the moon sign, it is the soul behind your identity. It is the subconscious side of yourself that you typically keep hidden and is the driving force behind your emotional reactions. Your moon sign helps you feel pleasure, pain, joy, and sorrow, and gives insight to how you nurture and restore yourself.
Yeah, I really need my moon sign to be mooning right now, because I, as you all know, I'm pained.
Then the rising sign or the ascendant is your social personality. It is how you dawn on people as it relates to the zodiac sign that was on the eastern horizon when you were born. I don't know what the hell the eastern horizon is, but yeah.
I feel like this whole thing is like some Harry Potter something. Yeah. Somebody just sat down one day and said, let me just create this whole thing, because I mean, people will now be, and that thing I don't like about this thing, maybe Capricorn and Aquarius don't match, so they can't marry, and please, spare us. Spare us. People are married. They've been married for a long time, and I'm sure some of these people, they are actually happy, and I'm sure some of these people have signs that in this whole astrology thing shouldn't be working, but it's actually working for them, and they are happy, and it's all fun and games. And so please, if you are falling in love with somebody and the person is loving you back, don't go and say that, hey, me, my sign said this, my sign didn't say that. You go and marry somebody that your sign said marry, and you will see Pepe. Miss Now, what else is there?
Yeah, that's very true. Don't let it dictate your life. It says that I'm like this, so I'm like this. No. The fuck? Sorry. No.
Okay. Also, I think something that I sort of live by, maybe my mantra, or one of my mantras or something, is everything under the sun has a little bit of truth in it. So sometimes I always say that it's better to know than not know. That's why I wanted us to talk about these things, although I don't believe it's like just to know. So like if someone is talking, like, ignorance is never attractive in anything, whether you believe it or not. If you're ignorant about it and you're just talking out of the vacuum, it's very unsexy. So I like for to be in the known. So you might not believe in this, but it's good to know that this is what it says, this is what they do, this is what they think. This is, so if someone comes, nobody can lie to you, and you also will not lie to somebody. If I mean, knowing, learning or reading about something doesn't mean you're a believer. It just means you are wise and you want to know more. That's how wisdom comes. Wisdom comes with experience, reading wide, for me, God blessing you and all that. But you know, no, I mean, just being there. Like the law says, ignorance is no excuse. Just know.
Yeah. And so with reading horoscopes, I see a lot of people on astrology Twitter talking about apps that help with that. And one of the first apps that they used to talk about was CoStar, but now it's like they all shunned CoStar. I don't know why. I'm not really into astrology Twitter, so I don't know the drama. But then a new one that they recommended was Time Passages, and I downloaded it. You see how usually when you're reading a horoscope, it'll be like this long, or maybe this whole page.
Yeah.
And they'll say for Taurus. Mm-hmm. That's it. When I downloaded this app here, it first of all asked me about my, you know, date of birth and all of that. So we found my moon and my rising. Daily horoscope. If I open the daily horoscope for you, you have all of this. Yes, all of this to read. And they claim, at least this app claims, that it's tailor-made to like you, because you have this and this, you have this and that, you have this and that. And not every, some of them are really, this one is short, but they can be very long.
And so all this is telling you what's going on with you today.
Yes, today.
Guys, it's a lot too.
It's a lot. So it's not like that compressed, generic, oh, if you do this today, you're going to do this, you know. And
let me try and read one of her short ones for you. Let me try. Okay, so they said today she's likely to feel convivial and joyously loving toward your fellow man for these few days. This is good time for romance. Dave, I don't even consider this a lie for her. What romance? This girl, she doesn't have any romance in her mind right now. On her mind right now.
Yeah, this is a good time. So if I'm wise, I should follow up on it.
Ah, okay, guys. Somewhere be that she has been talking to us, come from USA or something. God. So maybe, hey, you guys, I think that is it. I see. Hey, yesterday she went for dinner. Ha.
No, yesterday I went with my mom.
Hey, girl, this girl. Guys, I think it's right. The boy has come, so now they are going to be romancing.
Guys, I promise he is just my friend.
Guys, that's how we all start.
No. You know that the ones that you know that, oh, it's gonna, you know, shift. But are the ones that you know that this road is only this road.
Guys, someone said me I'm too intense. Can you imagine? Me, I know I'm intense too. But so what? So what?
Is this part of the things that is making us pained?
I don't even know, but I'm intense. So what? Like, intensity can be a good thing, and I'm not intense about the wrong things. I mean, if I'm intense and that intensity is not working, I'll just focus it somewhere else and give you another form of intensity that works for you. But okay, let's move on to where we are moving on to. Miss Na, where are we moving on to?
And even with that one, they have long-term influences. So they have like this one, and then they are telling you that this transition is strongest from March. Okay, this one has passed. Okay, December 24th, 2021 to January 28th, 2022.
Guys, are you making sense of this? Because she's holding something you can't see, so I don't know.
Basically, it's telling you that, oh, okay, so within this period, this is something you should look out for. You know, the thing is, I have the app, but I barely opened it because you guys didn't see it, but it was a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like 11 or more. 14, and then they all have different things that they are saying to you before they have the long-term influences, you know. So it's a lot, and that just like confirms for me that when you see a two-page, three-line two paragraph thing that's telling you what your horoscope is.
It's probably not true.
Yeah, but even if it is true, like, no, I don't believe anything can dictate anything for you.
Yeah.
Cause I knew a guy who couldn't run, but they say he has long legs, so they taught him to run, and he actually became a really good runner. Good runner.
Guys, let me tell you, when I was in GHSA, there was this girl, I'll mention her name. Maybe my former miss in GHSA still won't remember her, but me, I remember. She couldn't sing. This girl couldn't sing, but she was so convinced she could sing. Me like this, I can't sing, but every day I was joining quad because I want to do something for Carlos night. I want to be part, like I want to belong. So I was joining quad. I don't know how I was always making this, but I even go to tenor or something. I go to soprano. Can you imagine, guys? But anyways, this girl couldn't sing, but she was convinced she could sing, and before we knew it, she was singing. I promise. I don't know whether she went to see a voice coach, but to me, her voice was still not good because, I mean, I know her, but apparently when she went to uni and everything, crash, she was making waves there with her singing. I'm like, wow. So it's true. You can learn anything. I think I should learn to sing.
Yeah. I recently got into like K-pop. If I say K-pop, it's a lie. It's just BTS. I've been trying to listen to other people, but my loyalty is too strong. Anyways, when I get obsessed with something, which is something they claim about cancers, like, or when I like something, I can get obsessed with it. So, like, right now, if you check, like, my Spotify, my YouTube, most of the recommendations would be K-pop or BTS. But moving on, there's this one guy in it. He's called Jin. And he was scouted to join the group because of his looks. They saw him and they're like, this guy is handsome. Let's add him to our singing group. This is a guy who can't sing, he can't dance, he can't do
anything.
But right now, like in the group, he's one of the vocalists in the group. The group has four main vocalists, three rappers. It's a long thing. He's one of the vocalists, and he does all their dances with them, all their difficult, like they do the things together.
And this shows that if you are determined, you can do anything.
You can learn from the ground up. You can rewrite like how your life is supposed to be. I've seen all those things about maybe like Einstein and all those smart people who it was claimed that they weren't smart. Like, I know there was one story they were talking about how this person isn't smart.
So let's just do Ben Carson.
Okay.
You know, Ben Carson was very daft in school. His mom hadn't gone to school before and everything. But see how he turned out.
Yeah, exactly. And I had this classmate in SHS where, like, when school, like, when we started initially, I was like, this girl is not very bright. But she did not let that stop her. She would legit learn all the time. Like, I was getting annoyed because I'm like, kilo de, kilo she, you know.
Yeah, part Nigerian sometimes, Sha.
Exactly. But like, she really put in her all. And then now, sometimes when the teachers are in class, like, I remember very well, organic chemistry. She was she was so good at it. And she could follow. And she could follow
and you,
very
the
well.
Bryce, but were you following?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't know.
There were things that I was shy with, but not very chemistry.
We're just checking.
You know? And so I believe that you decide that I want to do this. I want to be this. And, like, we have God on our side. Like, no matter if you don't believe in anything, then fine. You just have luck on your side. But for those of us who believe in a higher deity, you have God or Allah or Buddha. Do you guys worship Buddha? I don't know. Sorry, if I sound, yeah,
whatever.
Where it is you believe, yeah, in. You have that person on your side. So, you know, thinking positive thoughts helps. Manifesting things helps, you know. So
I actually have a friend who believes he is God. It's very interesting. And he believes he is God. So for him, he has himself on his side. And whatever he believes will come to pass. Like, whatever you believe would happen for you would happen. I always say, whatever I believe for you work for you. As far as you believe it, it will work for you because that is what you believe. And this pain that I'm pained, I believe that by the end of the day, in fact, as I'm talking to you guys, the pain is melting. It's melting. God, I feel so free. But yeah, whatever you believe in works for you. And me, I believe that anybody that shows me pepe will come back begging. It's something I believe in. I don't know why. I believe that if I treat you well and you don't treat me well and I suffer and then I just say, okay, fine, go your way and I'll go my way, you would come back and, you know, apologize because you realize that I was actually good to you. And it's actually something that's always happening. So So at first I was just saying it, but I realized that it has been happening. So I guess, you know, it's really true. If you believe, like when they say you are what you read and all those things, if you believe in something, Charlie, it will just work for you. So if you believe that you could be the next Einstein, keep believing and doing what you are doing. I heard Bill Gates started in his garage or whatever. Just believe. My friend is always telling me, the one who believes he's his own God, he just keeps saying it. Just believe. So guys, today, that's the message I guess from all this horoscope thing. Just believe. I don't believe in the horoscope thing. Some of the things are quite accurate, which is quite wow. But also, like I said, life is short. You don't know what is true and what is not. But if you believe in something, focus on it and believe in it. Don't be, the Bible tells us not to be lukewarm. If you are hot, be hot. If you are cold, be cold. But also, don't be daft. Know things, like explore. I mean, there's no harm. Right now, I've learned about what the horoscope thinks about Capricorns, and some of them are working with me first and stuff. And if I go somewhere, someone says that it's never accurate, I can tell the person that, oh, nah, that's not true. I read on it, and it's actually, some of it is actually accurate. Although I don't believe in it, I've seen that some of it is actually accurate. Knowing is always good.
Yeah, and for me, one thing that, one positive thing that I actually got from, like, reading this book, I think they mentioned some, or maybe not this book, but other people were talking about certain things about cancers, and I was like, wait, I'm not like this, and that is the thing I want to be. So I started trying to tap into it, you know. So there are some things that you'd want to run away from when you read your horoscopes, but there are some things that you'd be like, oh wait, this is something I'm supposed to be. I would like to try it. Obviously, this doesn't mean that if you try and it doesn't work for you, you have to, you know, feel some type of way, because something else may be blocking it. Maybe your moon will be blocking it, and that's why you're not outspoken when they say you should be, or, you know, something else. Or it could just be that the whole thing is a hoax. But it's a hoax that is helping some people, and it's a hoax that is harming some people. I just feel like with whatever it is that you're doing, as long as you're not harming people, you're not harming yourself, it's not detrimental to anybody's health, like, do it.
Even the Bible says you shouldn't judge. This week I was open to trying something very new, something very out of the box for me and everything, and then it sort of backfired. It's not part of the reason why I'm pained. That's what today people hear the word pained, but remember, even in the pain, I'm happy. I'm keeping my mental health in check, I'm keeping my inner peace in check, and that's all that matters. You can be pained and go through it and stuff, but always remember that your mental health, your physical health, and your inner peace, they are the three most important things you should also always be protecting. Don't let any other person have control over it to the extent that if someone pains you, then now it's come to worry your mental health, or it's come to worry your inner peace or something. I realize that a lot of times when people do things to me, my inner peace is disturbed. For a while, I realized it. I'm like, nah, I don't want this person to have such power over me. They're not even that important for them to be able to shake my whole inner peace. And get this, last week, someone described the last week's podcast as therapeutic. Me talking to you two is very therapeutic for me. As I was pained, I nearly told Miss Nad that we shouldn't record this podcast, because to be honest, I was very pained, like I was hurt. But talking to you guys too makes me feel better. So sometimes, busting things up doesn't actually help. Guys, why is she laughing? You know, I wasn't even talking about her. I wasn't even talking about her. But yeah, she's sometimes she bust. I don't know why she keeps saying she bustles things up.
No, not me.
Guys, this story one day we will tell you guys.
Please, I will not say it.
Me, I'll tell you people. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you people one day. But that's a story for another day, anyways. Miss Nasa said she should never talk about it again. But me, I'll tell you people. So yeah, don't bottle things up. Today we are doing freestyle. Today it's about horoscopes and all, but we are also freestyling with it. The way they are also freestyling with our minds, we don't even know if it's true or not. But yeah, we live every day, we die once, but we also live only once. If you get what I mean, Miss Nasa, you get?
Yeah.
We are living every day and we'll die once, but also we'll live once, because after you die, we will not be recounting your life daily. We'll recount as a whole. In his life, she did this, and bam, it's done. But also, we are living every day. So YOLO is right, and also living every day is right. So please and please, some of these things, don't let it bother you. But you should also, I think, for the purpose of this, everybody should, you know, sort of read about just their horoscope, their sign, and see if it's resonating with who they are. And even if it's negative, it's something you would learn about yourself and can probably work on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Nadia, do you have anything to say?
I feel like in the Christian realm, I believe they say something that God reveals to redeem, mm-hmm. you know. So just because something is revealed this way doesn't mean that canonically is gonna go that way, or they say something about you is this. It doesn't mean it's going to go that way. Just don't let anyone dictate your life for you except you, basically. Mm-hmm. And since we're on the topic of freestyling, I want to talk about holding grudges. Maybe not holding grudges. I believe I'm a grudge holder. If you do something to me, I will, and like, I feel like it's disrespected me, I will not talk to you. I will stop.
Guys, but wait, so like Miss Nice say, me, I'm the opposite of her, and she knows. But right now, I don't want to learn how to hold grudges, so, but I want to learn how to sort of like, you are not treating me well, so I should be able to cut you off.
Exactly.
But it's difficult for me because I'm not that kind. It's like, for me, you are not treating me well, right? And I want to sort of, you are not treating me well, but me, I like your matter anyway still. And I see the good parts in you, so instead of focusing on the bad, I'm focusing on the good. But sometimes the bad is outshining the good, and then now it's like it's becoming a bother to my peace. That's what. So I don't know.
That's what I was saying, that holding grudges might not be the word, but like, don't let anyone come into your space and disrespect you twice. Don't let it happen.
I have that problem. Right now, you have to pray for me, because Miss Nai used to really be angry at me because people can come and disrespect me.
And you know the funny thing? You're more confrontational. I'm not.
Yes, that's the thing.
So it would go that you would actually be this way and I would be the way you are. Mm-hmm. But me, yeah. My favorite, the reason why, in fact, one time I said, I'm going to stop. I'm going to, you know, just, you know, let live and let live or whatever. But then that girl in your room that threw what at you. If it wasn't that you had, you know, said, oh, it's okay, we live here in the same room, let me just talk to her, she will have that opportunity. I stand by it.
So the backstory to this, when I was telling you guys about some of the things I've learned from, so the backstory to this is, we were in a room, Miss Nai and I and my dearie Mariam, we were in a room with someone we didn't know, we just met there, but she was quite popular with guys. And so every friend of ours that came there knew her, sort of.
Yeah.
And Mariam and Miss Na didn't like her because she has some very questionable attitudes and stuff. But knowing me, I'm always like, oh, it's nothing. They even said the girl is a lesbian, the girl likes me. I'm like, oh, no, just because I treat her better than all of you and everything. And one day, this girl just goes off just because I told her that you can't be washing, guys, see, where we brush our teeth. Then you go and wash your dishes there and put all the debris in it and leave it. And you know, when you're going to brush and the whole place is thinking, like, what is that? Oh God, she made me regret wanting to even go to, why didn't I just go to my twin room or something and be free? And
you didn't go to your twin room because of witchcraft.
We have stories, so guys, anyways, so this girl said that I think I'm pretty, she will scratch my face, this, oh, some two throw glasses at me and a whole lot. And these my friends were like, nah, I should just take this girl off my line. But I told you guys, I don't know how to hold grudges, so I sort of said, let everything go. This girl will wake up at dawn and say she's hungry, food that is not mine. I'll go and beg the owner that, oh, people, let's give it to her to eat. How can somebody be hungry? And then this was my thank you, guys. This was legit my thank
you. And the funny thing is that, like, before I wasn't talking to her, we're all cool. In fact, the week before, crap, we had been cool, you know, we're all kicking and laughing because, yeah, we used to have disagreements, but it wasn't like serious. Then there was one day she blew up. I'm like, me.
Yeah, she blew up on Miss Na, true.
No, all three of us. We were doing the Ghana card. And
It's true.
She blew up on all of us. I'm like, oh, it's okay. You're not going to talk to me like this in my own room. I paid for the room.
Yeah, so the other two people were not talking to her, but I was the only one.
No, Floatu was talking to her.
So you're the only one.
I was the only one who wasn't talking to her.
But you know, Flo was hardly there.
I was sleeping on top of her.
So basically, I was the only one talking to her.
But when Flo came, she was very...
Because Flo is like me. Because Flo is not confrontational. Me, I'm confrontational, mom. But Flo is not confrontational. And she just lets it go. Bad joy.
No, because, like, I felt even that day, the day that she and Menzi had the disagreement, is that's when she spoke to me again since that thingy that she did. And even that one, she couldn't talk to me anyhow. She was explaining their stories, like, oh, what have I done? This.
Can you imagine? She said she didn't know what she had done, and she was sorry. Like,
and even some of the things that she was saying that Menzi had done, I was like, this one, I remember her doing it. If anyone did it, it was me. But still, she couldn't, you know, then direct that anger at me, because I'm not giving you the right to be in my space. I'm not giving you that. This one, I'm not. The thing too is that this one, they have smiling faces. Like, their aura is inviting. I don't think my aura is inviting.
Yeah, Miss Na, if you don't know her, you will not.
And I'm very cool with it, because.
But guys, legit, I'm also trying to get on that wavelength, because people don't actually deserve. I give people so much leeway that they feel like they can disrespect me or something. And to be honest, I'm a very glorious person. I have a lot of glory around me. I'm a very favored person. So, unless I give you that chance, you cannot come into my space and disrespect me. I feel like that's one of the reasons why everybody that disrespects me somewhat comes back to come and apologize. Because it's like, they see me, I don't know that, because I'm not a soft person, but I can also be soft. Especially if I like your matter. If I like your matter, I can be so soft. You can do all the nastiest bad things to me, and I'll keep forgiving you. There was this one time, somebody kept disrespecting me like that, and Miss Na couldn't just get with it. She was like, why is this girl? And so Miss Nat wasn't talking to the person, because the person was disrespecting me. And the person told me that this your friend doesn't like me. And get it, it's not like I was dating the person. These are just friends. So you cannot come and date me and disrespect me. That's what that one, I'll not accept it. Because I mean, I'm dating is on a different level. As for friendship, I see it as, so maybe because you're just my acquaintance, but you know, we are all human beings. But you cannot date me and disrespect me. So don't think it's about dating or anything. That's on a different level. But I think that's one of the reasons why Miss Na cannot even get with this. Like, this person doesn't even do anything for you. You're the one always doing something for the person, and this is how they want to treat you. You want to tolerate it. But you know, I just feel like people are going through things, legend.
No, but guys, that thing, it really pained me, because later that day, do you know, she was angry at me that was learning.
Who was angry?
You.
What did I do?
She said, who was it? You were talking to someone, you were telling the person what happened. The person was like, oh, where was Joy? Like, she was learning. And the person said, I'm sure she would have defended you. Then she got angry later. She's like, I know you didn't have defended me. I'm like, kill her.
Because
I would have done my best.
The way
I would have defended myself is the same way I would have defended you.
That's what she said. That's what she explained it to me.
I was crying, though. Because I said, ha, was I not learning? I wasn't even in the room. The person that was in the room crying, didn't get smoke.
Because that person didn't defend me.
Yes.
And I was angry. But I was angrier because I felt like, if Joyce was, Joyce wouldn't have defended me. So the two of them would have been there, and nobody would have minded.
No, but I wouldn't have sat down for that to happen. That one day.
Because the person that was in the room is a very strong person. She could have beat this girl for me. And she didn't mind me. Okay, it's not she didn't mind me, but it was like she was doing it peacefully. And I didn't. No, she should have.
Not going her way. No, but honestly, that thing I said every time, I want to tell you that it's not when I have to defend myself in situations, I start to sputter and, you know, like a lot. But that day alone, I spoke for you so much that now I was painting myself black. Because when she was like, oh, you called her, which I'm like, if anybody said that, it's me. I kept saying things like that.
I don't call people witches. I can't call you a witch unless you're actually a witch. That girl is actually a witch, but I didn't even call her a witch. I said, oh, Charlie. People are suffering. I'm not suffering, but they are suffering.
Anyways, we've diverted enough.
In fact, let's come back.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I like it.
When we don't stay on topic.
When we don't stay on topic, it's lovely. I hope you enjoy it when we don't stay on topic. You guys should be giving me feedback, though, because we can just go off topic and come back. And if we're driving Ankayawa, because we'll just leave the road, come back, do all sorts of things. Okay, Miss Na, where are we on this?
I just opened to a random page.
Okay, is it Aries or Aries or what is it?
Aries.
Aries, okay. Where are they born?
No, I want to do the Amor Amor one.
What is Amor Amor one?
Love.
Okay, so she says we should go to the love part. We all like love. We are here to love one another. Me, I love everybody. Hey, guys.
record breaking.
We are breaking records today. We are breaking ground. Don't sleep, oh. If you sleep, whoa, don't sleep. We'll end soon. Give us like 10 minutes more.
Yeah. Let me just pick a random listener and do the
other. Okay, we'll do one person's love and then we'll end.
But I feel like it should be someone that's...
Someone that, well, we know their love life.
So either like... Or we are self-crap.
Me, I don't discuss my love life on
air. No, not like... The claims that they have about your... How to attract an Aries, okay.
Okay, maybe how to attract a Capricorn. Let's see if they are right about me. Because me, it's very difficult to attract me. You can try, but would you get there? Oh, guys, today I'm giving you guys a next look. If possible, do ping ping. Okay, I'm giving you guys a Netflix recommendation. If you're not into Nigerian movies, this week try something new. The title is Day of Destiny. So if you're into Nigerian movies, hop on it. It's actually very good. And if you're not into new things, just try it. You might just enjoy it. You never know. Okay, so we are on how to attract a Capricorn. Okay.
If Capricorns appear aloof at first, it's because they are calculating the risks of a new friendship.
So me. And guys, sometimes I'll calculate the risk, but we'll end up risking. Why is she laughing? It's true.
They are quite willing to be your audience. So don't be afraid to take the initiative in conversation. A sure way to capture Capricorn's interest is to be amusing, for they are basically melancholy types who need an emotional lift. They often try to mask their feelings because they are afraid of exposing too much of themselves. Never mind that their fears are unfounded. This is how they feel. Even at their most open, Capricorns will be pretty hard to fathom.
Yeah, guys, I feel like I'm very difficult to understand, because that's sometimes I'll be communicating something and then it's like everybody has didn't understand. So everything I've communicated has just gone down the drain, and then they've understood this in a different way, and explaining actually takes them further away from what I want to say. Gosh.
Capricorns are interested in art, music and theater, and are drawn to people who are intellectually stimulating.
Okay, so I'm drawn to people who are intellectually stimulating, but okay, I'm drawn to theater. I don't know, but the Capricorn I know is drawn to all this, so I guess
they prefer to talk of serious subjects. When they decide to state an opinion, listen as if you were hearing the Gettysburg Address for the first time.
And do I do that? Okay, when I'm talking, as I get too deep, I'm talking as if I'm giving some speech at some.
And don't come up with radical or far out options. They shun unconventionality.
What is being unconventional?
Like being very not conventional, not the normal way of doing things.
Okay.
You can't go wrong getting a Capricorn something practical as a gift. Be sure it is of the best quality, not something gaudy or showy.
Yeah, so I don't know if people I don't know if people actually Miss Nice is going to show me a gift. Someone has given her a fake DNG bag. I don't know why she's getting us to go and bring it in the middle of this. But anyway, I don't know if that attracts me too. But every time I'm giving my friends gifts, I want to make sure it's something they need. So before I'm always forgetting birthdays as well. So before they if I do remember your birthday, I'm always fishing out like for stuff you need. I'm always getting into conversation. It's a nice bag, but it's so fake. Sorry, girl. I'm always fishing out for things you might need that I can afford, because I can't afford lots of things right now, because my 2 million is not arrived yet. $2 million. My $2 million hasn't come yet, but it will come soon. So when it comes, then I can do all the big things that they might need. It also says persons born under this sign appreciate luxury, but are far too aware of the value of a dollar to respect anyone who pledges merely to make an impression. Yeah, I mean, it's not attractive if you are a waster. Like, if you have excess and you can waste, fine. But if you don't have excess and you are just the person who we are talking about them. But if you don't have excess and instead of you to be managing or something or being wise about your spending, you are just Miss Now, what's that? if you are just spending by heart, bad. Books are always a good item, especially biographies, self-help books, and books dealing with investment. I like self-help books because they make me better myself. So I guess tip, always be on time. Time is money, and you know how Capricorns feel about that. I don't know if I'm always on time. I don't think so. I don't think so. But Charlie, we move. I mean, if it's not anywhere important, I'm not gonna waste my time. But when I have to go to, if I have to go to work and the work starts at 8, I'm always there by 7. Never 7:45 or something. By 7, I'm there. I don't want to be late. I always want to. But if it's like Miss Nina are going to have lunch, so what? She said, we said we'll go one. I can come at 2. What? Is it not lunch? We we'll still eat the lunch. So yeah, so what? Anyways, guys, so we are coming to the end of this. This has actually been a very long one. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm so happy you guys are here to listen. My pain is actually subsided. I hope I don't go back, and when I'm alone, I'll start feeling this pain again, because it's actually very not cool. And I hope the person that pained me today listens, because I'm dedicating this to the pain that I'm going through because of that person. And we also thank Miss Na for being here. Remember, you only live once, but you also live every day, so make every day count. And remember, we are all going to die, you, me, everybody. We just hope that God grants us longer lives, and we try to make an impact any small way you can. Please do make an impact. I love you all, my beautiful, handsome menzymes. Miss Na wants to say something.
Guys, how many of you know what the word prodigal means?
I do.
What does it mean?
Prodigal. I'm just saying from the Bible. That doesn't mean that you're prodigal, like you've gone and you're coming back. Is that not it?
No.
No. Okay, Miss Na wants to tell us what prodigal means.
My favorite thing was Ghanaians like saying, "Hey, you feel prodigal daughter, you have."
Hey, Jewish Ghanaian, never be any Ghanaian.
People say it, but don't you hear the word prodigal?
Yeah. Means? Okay.
And then they're talking about how like you've done
gone, like what I said. Yeah. Well, what does prodigal be? I'm excited to see what it means, guys.
Characterized by profuse or wasteful expenditure.
So the prodigal son in the Bible means that when he went there, he was spending the thing lavishly. And for some reason, we think that is because
he left
and he came back. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm so excited, guys. I've been using this word wrong. Guys, always cross-check. Also... Don't just think because it's you hear something in context, you take that it's in context, you'll be using it everywhere before you be disgracing yourself. Miss Na, we thank you so much. So guys, prodigal, it doesn't mean that the person has gone for a long time. Even the person is wasteful.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, guys. Menzymes, I think it's sticking. Menzymes. Hey, 52 minutes, guys. Today, we've been on it. And I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hope you really do.
Yeah, because Miss Na was not well and she still came to grace us with... how Capricorns behave. Next time we'll do her so that we'll see how she behaves and we'll see. Okay, bye guys.
Always, if you don't take anything from this, remember to guard your peace and don't let people dictate anything for you.
Yeah. And remember that I'm pained, but you helped me go through it and I'm still guarding my inner peace. I refuse to let my inner peace to be disturbed.
Kiriona.
Okay, bye guys. Bye bye.